Hey everyone, I'm Coffee with Pastor E, aka Reflections. I want to bless your life. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are so thankful for your many blessings. And Lord, we ask, oh Lord, that this word that we are going to release, let it refresh, renew, and restore our lives by the power of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, my reflection topic today is praise seekers. And our scripture comes from John chapter 4, verse 23. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. You know, as I reflect and sat in my class, it was brought to my attention a great point about Satan and how he goes to heaven to accuse us. He was the angel of light and in charge of the worship when he was in heaven. So the first thing he tries to do in us as believers is to try to shut down our praises, which is the manifestation of the evidence of our worship. He also attacks our worship leaders, our singers, our soloists, and our choir directors to make them fall from the grace of God, as well as for us. You know, our teacher, the Apostle Villas, said that the first thing that he does is take away your joy. And your joy comes from your praise. And Rick Warren says, joy is based on your relationship to God. And relationship means worship. So what was the very first thing that Satan took away from Job? Not his children, but his livestock. Even if he would have taken all of his possession, remember, if he would have taken away his ox or his livestock, he would have taken his worship, and his worship represented his sacrifice on the altar. So that makes complete sense why Satan would have taken his livestock first and not his family. So what is God looking for in us? True, honest, and genuine worshipers. That no matter what may come our way, we may be able to worship him with our mind and heart. God sees inside our minds and our hearts. He knows if we are worshiping him with our spirit as well as with our bodies. Many people worship God for the wrong reasons, for their personal gain, or for their religious duty. But God wants people to worship him because of who he is. You know, hashtag praise is the evidence of worship. Hashtag praise is your joy. Hashtag Pastor E. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, O Lord, that this word that you made such an effect in my life, may it touch people's lives, and that we may find our true worship not comes from our praises, but from our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.